questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to yet another edition from a series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions on theological issues and some doubts that some have on different issues with regard to Islamic issues. Sheikhana, before starting our discussion, I'd like to welcome you to this show and say salam to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. The question of the day is about the books of Maqtal or Maqatil that has been written on the tragedy of Karbala and the issues that had happened to the household of the Holy Prophet. Right after this great tragedy. So we want to ask the respected Sheikh about the quality of these books. What are these books? What are the Maqtal books? If you shed some light on that and you tell us whom were the authors or writers of such books, are they valid enough to, and can we trust them? So can we even narrate some of the parts and phrases of such books and read and recite them amongst ourselves and in our gatherings and assemblies. So please give us your take on this and tell us what these books are and the history behind these books and the way that they have been collected and authored.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For those dear audience who are not familiar with the term Maqtal, I have to explain what does it mean. Maqtal means those books, first of all, historical books, which talk about the details of the some historical events, mostly related to the martyrdom of, you know, Ahlul Bayt. In this case, for example, we have Maqtulul Hussein, some books which have been written about the historical events surrounded the history of Karbala, what happened in detail, at some point, many narration related to that, whatever, you know, related and concerned the history of Karbala. You can find many maqatil which has been written, you know, for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and what happened in the day of Ashura, and of course before that and after that. Maybe the first one, which is available, of course, to some extent, some parts of that, is Maqtal Abi Mikhnaf. You know, what he narrated from the history of Karbala, from those people who were present in the events of Karbala. And of course, this book is not, you know, the total of that is not, you know, available, but some parts of that it is actually available, and it has been compiled by some of the, you know, Shia scholars, for example, Muhammad Hadi Gharavi and other scholars who have compiled and gathered quotations of Abi Mikhnaf, and he, you know, compiled it in one title of Waq'atu Taf. And after that, we have Al-Irshad for Sheikh Mufid, you know, who passed away in 413. And after that, we have Al-Luhuf ala Qatl al-Tufu, which has been compiled by Sayyid ibn Tawus, who passed away in 664 after Hijrah. And of course, many other books, many, you know, numerous books written for the, you know, what's happened into the history of Karbala, you know, let's say to some extent before then and after that, for example, Muthir al-Ahzan, many other maqatil, you can name it for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. I want to say that this maqatil, as other historical books, you have to check the authenticity of the narrations, who have quoted this narration, the chains of the narrations, and beside that, the content of the narration, and to have some kind of a scholarly analysis for these books,
yeah,
in order to find whether they are reliable or non, you know, maybe to some extent some of them are not reliable ones, but to have to check it and to have to understand and to find out the accurate one, an accurate quotation for Karbala. But for the most cases, the books that I've mentioned, they are reliable one.
So based on what you said, Sheikh, the earliest and let's say the oldest one is Maqtal Abi Mikhnaf.
The oldest one which we can, you know, understand, maybe other books, maybe we had, for sure we had many other books related to that, but we are not aware of that.
The one that is at least available.
Yes.
But does it exist actually, the whole thing actually exists today, or no, some parts of it?
As I mentioned, this Abi Mikhnaf, which, you know, scholars, the contemporary scholar, they believe is the first-hand, you know, quotation from the history of Karbala. Most, I can say the book itself is not available. It has been lost. But I mentioned that the, some part of this book has been, you know, we can have it, you know, some part of that. And this part, it has been gathered in one specific book entitled Waq'atul Taf.
Very true. And the other, let's say, Maqtal books which were written later on, that of Luhuf. So is it also trusted by Sayyid ibn Tawus or others?
Of course, you know, for example, the Irshad Sheikh Mufid, this book, Al-Luhuf, by Sayyid ibn Tawus and many other books, they are, for the most cases, they are reliable one, okay? If you have the, you know, technical capacity for checking whether the about the chain of the narration and the content of narration, you find out the most cases are reliable one, and they have quoted the accurate, you know, points about the history of Karbala.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. When we actually read different kinds of maqatil, we see that majority of them are almost narrating the same story. I mean, the difference between different narrations is not that much. So does it show that whichever we are actually facing is almost close to the other one, and all of them, in to some extent, can be valid and trusted?
Of course, if they support each other and they quote the same events, it showed that it's one of the indication of the authenticity of that event. Okay, when, for example, different individual in different books, they quote the same points and same events.
Yeah,
it showed that event itself had been occurred. Okay.
Yeah, very true. So can we say that these books are only books of history, but they are just narrating a certain part of the history? Let's say from the first month Muharram, from Muharram to Safar of year 61 of Hijri.
To some extent, yes, it is. They are historical books. But the other point we have to remember that when, according to Shia school of thought, when we're talking about the, for example, the sayings of Imam Hussein, practices of Imam Hussein, these are considered to be, you know, narrations, sunnah.
Yeah.
According to Shia school of thought. And so we look at these, you know, events, I mean, the sayings of Imam Hussein and the actions of Imam Hussein to be hadith, okay, to be narrations. And we cannot attribute false narrations to Ahlul Bayt, so we have to be very careful about that. And of course, Shia scholars, they were very careful and selective for mentioning the, you know, historical point, because it considered to be hadith one, narrations.
Do we have the same books for the other imams as well? Or no, only for Imam Hussein we have these Maqtal books. For example, for the martyrdom of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Oh, Imam brother, do we have any maqtal books as well?
Of course we have, yes. For other infallible Ahlul Bayt, we have maqatil, mm-hmm. which have been compiled. But, you know, the maqtal of Hussein, Imam Hussein, is more famous. Because mm-hmm. many books have been, you know, written in this regard. But of course, yes, we have maqtal for Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam.
So are they again in separate books and in...
In separate books, some of them they have been written recently
okay.
by some of the, you know, Shia scholars. Of course, they have compiled these books, you know, they have selected different pieces of the narrations.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the martyrdom of that, you know, infallible Imam in different narrative books. Mm-hmm. And they have compiled and gathered in one title, for example, Maqtalul Imam al-Jawad alayhi salatu wasalam.
Let's talk about the, how do such books of Maqtal are usually written? I mean, is there a certain style of writing such books or no? Anyone who actually can write something takes his pen and writes from beginning to the end? Or no? Does it have any
of course,
certain style?
Yeah, of course, like other sciences, you know, writing the maqtal is now the easy one.
Mm-hmm.
For example, talking about Abi Mikhnaf, and you know, it has been mentioned that he quoted the different details of the history of Karbala from those people who were present in mm-hmm. the history of Karbala.
Yeah.
And you can name it the first hand maqtal about the events of Karbala. Yeah, and about the tragedy of Karbala. And of course, for other writing the, you know, other maqatil, it has for sure, it require some qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
It is not easy job for everybody to have, you know, begin to write some maqatil. It has to be very accurate. It has to be very exact for writing the quotations, you know, and to quote different historical points and to put them into pieces,
yeah.
I mean, put different pieces together in order to quote and to, you know, convey the message about this issue. And the final point is to be, let's say, not to be prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to support, you know, some clans or some ideals, rather to be impartial in writing the maqtal, and to look at the historical point themselves
mm-hmm.
and try to convey the message and what happened exactly
yeah.
in that, you know, in that event, and to, you know, convey to the next generation and, you know, upcoming generation, they themselves, they can judge
mm-hmm.
whether, for example, that specific group was right or wrong. These are from among the qualifications of writing the maqtal.
As we have been recommended to sit together, and as we talked about that in our earlier sessions, so one of the ways to set up the Majlis of Aza' of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is to gather somewhere and recite this maqtal or maqatil and just weep and cry on the actually catastrophe that came to the family of the Holy Prophet and his household. So it's really important to know about the importance and the validity of these books of Maqtal. And there is a book of Maqtal by the name of Rawdat al-Shahada by Mullah Hussein Kashfi or Kashifi. So some actually have pointed out some very harsh criticism on such a book. So does it mean that it is not that valid and we have to put it aside and we have to keep this, let's say, recommendations before we start reading and actually talking about such books?
Exactly. The point that you mentioned about Rawdat al-Shuhada, and of course, unfortunately, many other books,
mm-hmm.
maybe, they have been, let's say, you know, fabricated about the, of course, not the entire, maybe, the book. We have to check it and to have the scholarly analysis about that.
Mm-hmm.
Check some event and quotation, you know, each after, you know, one after another,
yeah,
to look at whether they are authentic one or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say that we have, unfortunately, many other fabrications about the history of Karbala. We have to be very careful
mm-hmm.
and to look for the
very
accurate
true.
One about
exactly.
the history of Karbala. And of course, nowadays, via some, you know, social media, you can find some fabrication
as well,
you know, without any reference. or they tag and they attribute something for Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. You have to be very careful and
what cautious. Is the reason that there are all these fabrications on this very specific issue?
The reason of fabrication is ignorance. Of course, mm-hmm. one of the reasons is ignorance. Another one is maybe hatred toward mm-hmm. Ahlul Bayt. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we see some denominations that are against the school of Ahlul Bayt and they want to fabricate many false ideas to the household of the Noble Prophet Muhammad. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they attributed lies even mm-hmm. from the beginning of history so far mm-hmm. Toward Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam.
I want to look at it from another side, but you truly mentioned the reasons, but can it be that since Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a key figure in among the infallibles and they want to target this key figure to take it from us and to say bow words about him, so that actually they ruin whatever we have in our minds about the this holy and noble personality.
Exactly.
And to tell the words, okay, this is the one that these people are crying for. So that's why I think then they will disarm us with whatever we have. So important things need to be cared. Right.
Exactly.
So we have to take our best not to be deceived by these silly things and to just trust whatever has come to us from reliable and authenticated sources.
Absolutely. One of the identifications of Shia school of thought is the tragedy of Karbala, because we learn lots of lessons from the history of Karbala.
And based on what Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi said that Islam has find Islam was revived by the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Exactly.
And this is the Hussein that actually revived Islam. So exactly. We need to be cautious and not to be entrapped and to be deceived by others and to take any source of, let's say, Aza and Matam. We have to just trust the authenticated books and valid and trusted books and to act upon them as.
Absolutely. I just want to again ask my dear listeners to have further study about this issue and to be very cautious about that and to follow up this, you know, issue and to take a look at the reliable sources. Alhamdulillah, we have plenty of reliable books about the history of Karbala and to look for that and try to consult with the reliable scholar in order to come to the clear understanding of the history of Karbala.
Inshallah. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, and thank you, dear listeners, for staying tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن